O beautiful man, make this body successful. Make this human body successful. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, E Manasa Jame Nusanya, on page 188. You neither come into the Sangat, nor do you look in your within. If you would make your mind understand, you may earn the profit and go. Give up stubbornness. Make the mind understand. Remove the misunderstandings from within your heart. When you remembered God, you did not burn in the womb. God came, and he saved you. Coming out, you forgot him. If you want to survive, do his devotion and make your life successful. Search for your own perfect master if you want to save yourself from going in different species. Kal traps the souls in passions. Rare are the ones who survive. If Kal gets a soul without a master, he asks for all the accounts. God comes where one makes his heart pure. Useless Ajab says, I have met beloved Kripal. This is not a matter of talking. Let anyone do it and see. O beautiful man, make this human body successful.
E manasa jame nu sonia lavi tu naleke. E manasa jame nu sonia lavi tu naleke. Na sangata vicha tu ondave. Na andara jati pondave. Na sangata vicha tu ondave. Nandara jati pondave. Che apana mana samajave ve tu laha kateke jave. Che apana mana samajave ve tu laha kateke jave. Chade de ariyar mana samajale dilacho kadabuleke. E mana sajame nu sonia lavi tuhuna leke. E mana sajame nu sonia lavi tuhuna leke. Tu yada prabhu nu kariyave. Na vicha garva de sariyave. Tu yada prabhu nu kariyave. Na vicha garva de sariyave. Malikane anabachayave tu bahardana bulaya. Malikane anabachayave tu bahardana bulaya. Kardale bandagi bachana je tu jindagi lavi leke. E manasa jame nu sonia lavi tuhuna leke. E manasa jame nu. Guru pura lavi. Guru pura lavi apanave. Junato je karabachanave. Guru pura lavi apanave. Junato je karabachanave. Vishiha vicha kalafa save ve koi virala bacha ke jave. Vishiha vicha kalafa save ve koi virala bacha ke jave. Vina guru toru je mila jaye gina gina lenda leke. E manasa jame nu sonia lavi tuhuna leke. E manasa jame nu sonia lavi tuhuna leke. Jo hira da sa fa banaya ve o te hi malika aye ve Jo hira da sa fa banaya ve o te hi malika aye ve Bole a jaiva na kara ve milia kira pala piara Bole a jaiva na kara ve milia kira pala piara E gala na dama jamuna na hi koi vi kara ke ve ke E mana sajame nu soni alavi tuhuna leke. E mana sajame nu soni alavi tuhuna leke.
God comes where one makes his heart pure. Useless Ajaib says, I have met beloved Kripal. This is not a matter of talking. Let anyone do it and see. O beautiful man, make this human body successful. A couple of announcements. There will be a special Christmas night satsang tomorrow, Monday, December 25th, at 7 p.m. here in the hall. It'll include a couple of Christmas carols, or readings from Master's Christmas messages. All are welcome to attend. And as always, the satsang hall is open all day. And one final reminder that today there will not be a lunch served at the big house. Also, the following week there'll be a one-day meditation retreat celebrating the new year. The retreat will be all day, Monday, January 1st. Initiates are welcome to attend any of the meditation sittings. The schedules are at the book table. Local initiates, if you're going to come, if you want to take meals, please let us know so we can know how many people to cook for. And if you wish to attend and you need overnight accommodation, please let the ashram know as soon as possible. And one final announcement. John Engel's book, The Gifts of a Saint, is now available to download on the Sant Bani website, santbaniashram.org. It's a lovely collection of remembrances of Kripal. All right, we're continuing in the book, In Search of the Gracious One. And we're in the section in which Sanchi is recollecting his experiences with Baba Sawan Singh. So Sanchi says, when I visited the Dera of Master Sawan Singh, I got to know some dear ones who were very devoted to Master Sawan Singh. There was one initiate of Master Sawan Singh, whose name was Mahatma Chetardas, who came from an area called Janavali, that's now in Pakistan. Chetardas had left his family and gone into the jungle. He had done all the rites and rituals and had even performed the austerities. He had grown his hair long. He had even tried covering his body with ashes. But he didn't find God by doing any of these things. Then he was told by somebody, God Almighty, for whom you are searching outside and doing all these things, you cannot find him like that, since he is within you. He was told that Baba Sawan Singh was the only one present in the world at that time who could show him the beautiful one in his within. He came to the feet of Master Sawan Singh and became a very devoted initiate who manifested him in his within. In the same way, in the city of Ujjain, there used to live a holy man whose name was Hanuman, and he had a brother who was called Japuti. Both of them went to Rishikesh, which is another holy place, in search of God. Hanuman had performed the austerities for 12 years, but he didn't receive anything from doing that. Finally, he learned about Baba Sawan Singh, and he and his brother went to Baba Sawan Singh. After they came to the door of Master Sawan Singh, they did not leave it. They remained there for the rest of their lives. When I first met Baba Sawan Singh, and he learned that I had performed austerities, and that in search of God I had left my home and wandered here and there, he introduced me to Hanuman, because he had done the same thing. Gamblers are in contact with the gamblers. Drunkards are in contact with the drunkards, because they think alike and their thoughts are similar. That is why they are always in contact with each other, and they like to be with each other. In the same way, those who have done the rites and rituals, those who have done the austerities, those who have gone to the places of pilgrimage, those who have done all these outer things, they always like to be with and share with the people who have done the same thing. Whatever rites, rituals, and religious deeds those two Mahatmas had performed, and whatever hunger and thirst they had suffered in their lives, I had done the same things and had experienced the same things. That is why we became very close, and I had much contact with them, since they had all done the same things that I had done. Those people did not have any house or room in the ashram of Master Sawan Singh. On the bank of the river, they had dug out some cave-like places, and they lived there. Whenever I went to see Master Sawan Singh, I would spend many days with those people. Mahatma Chatterdas, whom I mentioned before, was also a very famous poet of the Urdu language. Very often he would recite a particular couplet in front of Master Sawan Singh, which would say, "Many people leave their homes. They go into the jungle to search for God Almighty. They do not realize Him there because they are doing that following their minds. Beloved Lord is within us in the form of Shabad, and we can have His darshan only after going within." He also used to say, "He is the disciple, he is the true lover, who understands himself as the dead one when he does not have the glimpse of the Master. That breath in which the beloved is not seen, that breath is full of sufferings." Master Sawan Singh often used to give opportunities to such poets to come up and sing their poetry in front of the people. So on one occasion, Mahatma Chatterdas recited his poetry in which he said, "You are our very old friend, and now we have recognized you, and now we have embraced you." He went on saying things like that. It was very pleasing to Master Sawan Singh, and he was smiling and laughing. When Chatterdas was through, Master Sawan invited another poet up who had only one eye. He was one-eyed. Usually he would wear dark glasses so that no one would know that he had only one eye. But on that day he removed his glasses. When Master Sawan Singh looked at him, he asked, "What happened to your other eye?" And that poet replied, "Well, Master, always in the satsang, you say that we should become one-eyed, that we should close our two eyes and open one single eye in the within. So now, this is only one eye. Since you said to make one eye, that is why I have made only one eye." Hearing all this, Master Sawan Singh and everyone in the Sangat laughed very much. How could those people who were sitting there control their laughter after hearing such a humorous thing. Even now, whenever I remember that incident, whether I am alone or even if I'm traveling in a train, I cannot control my laughter. In the days of Master Sawan Singh, many gentlemen would come, nicely dressed, and sit in the front of the satsang, because the people who used to make the arrangements for the satsang knew the rich people well and would allow them to come and sit in the front row. There were many poor people, however, who never got this opportunity and who had not even once got to come close to the master. They would always sit in the back. Regarding them, Master Sawan Singh said many times in the satsang, "If the farmer is watering the fields, he does not look in the front part of the field where he is watering. He always looks in the back of the field, just to make sure how far the water has reached." In the same way, the master does not pay a lot of attention to the people sitting in front. He always pays attention to the people sitting in the back, because he knows that they are the poor, humble ones. He always looks in the back to the poor people to make sure they are able to see him. And by the way, you probably all know, you've seen pictures, perhaps, of Master Sawan Singh giving the satsang at the Dera, and the crowd is vast in those satsangs, many, many, many thousands. Master Sawan Singh had one disciple named Lena, who was a Harijan, an untouchable, a very low caste. Lena was always in dirty clothes and did not look like a gentleman, and he was not allowed to sit in the front row at the satsang. Nobody would even let him touch their bodies. He was one of those poor, humble people who never got an opportunity to come close to Master Sawan Singh, but would always go and sit in the back. However, he was a very advanced disciple, progressing very much in meditation. Master Sawan Singh knew that he was never allowed to sit up front. So once he called him and said, "Lena, you, come, sit in the front row." When he did that, the gentlemen who were used to sitting in the front row didn't like that because they didn't want to touch his body. They got up and went away from the front row, moving a distance away from him, some even going to sit in the back. After satsang was completed, Master Sawan Singh invited him to speak. He said, "Lena, now you come and throw your bomb." So Lena came, and he said to all the people, "For the sake of such a master, you have all gathered here, and you are always trying to have one brief glance of the master. I don't want to say anything, but I just want to tell my brothers who do not like me, who do not like me sitting in the front, that they should know that the master, whom they love and for whom they have come, that master resides within me day and night. He is always residing in me, and he's happy to come and reside in this poor, humble body that you are hating." And then Master Sawan Singh said, "Bhai Lena, that's enough. That is all for today. Now you sit down." During this time, I also came to know a dear one called Mastanaji. His name was Kemchand, but the name Mastana, which means intoxicated one, was given to him by Master Sawan Singh. While at the feet of Master Sawan Singh and while going to his satsangs, I met Mastanaji many times and had many opportunities to spend time with him. He was my old friend, and we had a lot of love for each other. He was a lover in the true sense. He used to call Master Sawan Singh as Sawan Shah, the emperor, and used to remember him with his every single breath. Mastanaji was from Balochistan, an area that is now part of Pakistan. He was fond of spirituality throughout his life. In the beginning of his search for God, he used to worship Sat Narayan, one of the Hindu gods. He was so fond of worshiping idols and doing the devotion that, using his own money, he made one idol of Sat Narayan out of gold, and he would worship that idol. He never got the darshan of that god, Sat Narayan, but he got a lot of praise from people that he was a very good devotee and very devoted to that god. But Mastanaji thought, well, I didn't get the real Sat Narayan. I am only getting the praise that I am a good devotee. And a voice came to him from within, saying, Kem Chand, you go and search for the perfect master. Otherwise, Kal will trouble you and peel off your skin. You go and find the real and perfect guru. After hearing that, he came to India in search of the real guru. He went to many places, including Multan, Sangla, and Montgomery, and spent his life searching. He became the disciple of 9 different gurus, but none of them were perfect, and so he didn't get any satisfaction. At last, Baba Sawan Singh appeared to him within and told him, I am sitting in Sikandarpur in Punjab. You come here. So Mastanaji started searching for Master Sawan Singh, and he came to Sikandarpur. There he met Master Sawan Singh, who, at the time that they met, was out in the fields of his own property, looking after the people working there. Master Sawan was all conscious, and he knew that Mastanaji had come, and that he had been worshipping the idol of Sat Narayan. So he told Mastanaji, first, you go and destroy that temple that you have built in your house, and bring me that idol of Sat Narayan, that dead Sat Narayan. Then I will give you the living Sat Narayan, the living God, who will do your every work. So Mastanaji went back to Baluchistan, which was 500-600 miles from Beas, and he smashed that temple that he had built in his home. He brought that gold idol of Sat Narayan and gave that to Master Sawan Singh. After that, Master Sawan Singh initiated him. After receiving initiation, Mastanaji went back to Baluchistan, and his mind started troubling him, saying, Now I will trouble you and will not let you do the meditation. But Mastanaji was a very firm man, and he said to his mind, Okay, you have not met a firm man like me. I will also teach you a lesson. Then the real battle started. At that time in India, it was considered shameful to ride on a donkey. So Mastanaji blackened his face, put a garland of broken shoes around his neck, and started riding around on a donkey. He hired a drummer to beat the drum, and with that drummer, he rode all around the city. Many people began to laugh at him and abuse him, and he went on distributing sweets to all the people who were abusing him. Finally, he went out of the city after getting a lot of abuse, and then he sat for meditation in the remembrance of Master Sawan Singh. He used to meditate a lot. For many days, he would do the meditation. He would remain hungry and thirsty for many days, and he would practice what Master Sawan Singh had taught him. Master Sawan Singh used to say that those who have been shot with the bullet of love give up everything. They throw the account books into the well. They become useless for the world because they always remain in the love of the Master. I got many many opportunities to be in Mastanaji's company, and I got much love from him. He was an intoxicated fakir of Master Sawan Singh, and he was an illiterate. He didn't even know how to sign his name in Punjabi. But in sainthood, he was successful. He was a true lover of the Master, and he brought glory to the name of Master Sawan Singh in that part of India. We'll leave off there. And this is from a letter that Master Sawan Singh wrote to Dr. and Mrs. Brock in Fort Angeles, Washington, his first disciples, American disciples, dated July 3, 1924. Dear son and daughter, this is in reply to your three letters dated April 7, May 6, and May 18. I had gone out to a place where there was no satisfactory arrangement for the delivery of post, so I received these letters on my return. I'm very sorry for the delay. The position that you took against Mrs. Gard's attitude at the meetings is as it ought to have been. You can make it a rule that at these meetings, which are purely voluntary, no worldly affairs will be discussed. We follow this practice here. Mrs. Gard ought to understand that the world will not go with her after death, and it will not pay her any homage greater than a little applause for a few days at best. If she has an active mind, she should use its activity inwardly in its uplift, but she will have to control it first. Now she has not even this much power to control her mind. She is trying to benefit others while her own vitality of mind is being robbed. If she comes to your meetings again, you may tell her on my behalf that in satsang no other topic is to be introduced. If she cannot help doing that, she better go home. Why waste her time? The satsang time is especially valuable in this, that it increases the love for the Master. You may read out this portion of the letter to her if you like. Doctor was perfectly right. By doctor here, he means Dr. Brock. Doctor was perfectly right in remarking that we have no more right to use mind force than physical force to compel the acceptance of our ideas. R.S. Faith, by that he means Radha Swami Faith, R.S. Faith is based on pure and simple love for the Master. In recommending persons for initiation, you satisfy yourself that the person is a real seeker after truth. There is usually a simple curiosity to begin with. This can show if this curiosity vanishes or is converted into a longing. Give a little longer trial, please. I am very much pleased indeed with your attitude toward the Master's work. When you say that you are not teachers, but simply communicate Master's instructions and keep yourself aloof from all responsibility. I appreciate this attitude. There is not the least doubt that your qualifications will increase. And again, quote, unless the spirit could, at the will of the devotee of R.S. Faith, leave the body and reach the highest spiritual plane, his devotion has not resulted in the attainment of the object in view. Unquote. It means one should not be contented with a little progress, but persevere on. The inner world is far more attractive, and when one gets even a glimpse of that, it's like the man who has been climbing a mountain in the hot sun and is thirsty, and comes across a shady place with a spring. He irresistibly slackens and stays and forgets his goal sometimes. Again, doctor says, and I take it that means doctor says in the letter that he wrote to Sawan Singh. Again, doctor says, they ask us, after 10 or 12 years, have you attained to any of these spheres so that you have positive knowledge that this can be done? And we are compelled to say no. Unquote. And back to Sawan Singh speaking, writing, from what I have said, you will acknowledge that if you have not attained to any of the spheres, you have positive knowledge, while other people have not, of some of the things above the eyes. Your mental attitude has changed and is changing. You will get those powers. But just as a trace of acid spoils the milk, and it is not wise to put milk in an acid basin, so the truth, the sound current, and the master do not appear as long as there is a trace of low karmic dirt in the mind. The process of cleansing is going on. And after all, what is 10 or 12 years period, or even one life, in which all the karmic account of all the previous innumerable lives has to be settled? Yet it has already been said that time depends on mental attitude, and cases are known in which development has been phenomenal. It must also be understood that all the five stages up to such khand are traversed by the master only. The devotee in this life rises to first, second, or third stage at most, but further development continues after death. When reason has received some satisfaction, then faith begins to develop, which receives strength from the following. A. Where master is holding his satsang and has a large following, there will naturally be frequent cases of death, and people have greater chances of watching the departure of an initiated soul at death. When the relatives of the departed one come and relate his condition at death, one naturally begins to believe in the presence of an invisible force, because a deathbed is no mockery. B. In a big satsang, there are some advanced satsangis also who speak from their personal experiences, and that helps in developing faith in others who come in their contact. And there's an editor's note here. They speak from those experiences, meaning from the certainty that they bring, and not about them, which is strictly forbidden. And then factor C. In India, one comes across preceptors of schools other than RS, and when they speak authoritatively on the greatness of the master, the faith is strengthened. In America, you lack all this. Indians are in no way less inquisitive in this line. In short, Guru Nanak has said, I will not believe in what the master says as long as I have not seen it with my own eyes. But one should be prepared to give a reasonable trial to what the master preaches, and if his experience is in the negative, after carrying out the experiment with conditions imposed, he is quite justified in proclaiming that the path is wrong and fruitless. Your explanation about, quote, saints know of all that we do without descending into pind, unquote, is right. And this much can be added on to this. He who is sitting on the top of the house can see without coming down what is going on below. A soul free from the grasp of minds and bodies, like the saints, can penetrate unhindered through every material. And to the saints, people appear like colorless bottles, holding their contents. Again, the power, the Shabd, which is Satguru, is always with the devotee and does the needful guidance. Dream and deep slumber conditions are not desirable because both the states are caused by the fall of the soul from the eye to the throat and navel centers. When, after concentration, the soul and mind are fixed in the eye focus and get the habit of going upwards instead of downwards, as at present, then there is no such thing as dream or slumber, but there is instead a state of superconsciousness within. Although the body below the eyes is senseless, its functions, like breathing and circulation, etc., go on uninterrupted, as in dream or slumber. Rest to the physical frame to restore its condition from fatigue is essential. 6 hours should be taken. It is true that time is fleeting, and when one is 60, one knows the value of time. But you should not feel disheartened. You will rise and will see while rising. I am very much pleased with your work, and all the satsangis here hear of your work with affection and appreciation of your wisdom and love for the Master. When I will see you making mistakes, I will let you know that myself. As far as I can see, you are going on the right path. You should utilize more the power of seeing. As you use the power of hearing, look at the focus and hear the sound as if it is issuing from that center. Concentrate and hold the attention at the eye focus and hear while sitting in that focus. With blessings from the Master, yours affectionately, Sawan Singh. And this is Sanchi's Christmas message for 1981. And Sanchi says, "My Satguru Kripal's most beloved children, again and again, the Almighty, Nameless God has come into this world in the human form to bring the poor lost souls back to their real home. Centuries ago, he came as Jesus, whose blessed birth we now celebrate. He came as Kabir, and again as Guru Nanak. Most fortunate are we that he came as our Emperor Kripal, who, according to his own name, showered so much grace on us. His grace continues today and may be seen by every initiate who goes within to discover that mighty Kripal sits within and protects us day and night. When Jesus was on this earth, he emphasized the need of meditation to take our souls back to the Father. He said, 'Take heed that the light within be not darkness.' Still his message lives today in the life-giving Nam of Blessed Kripal. Every initiate must try and try again to bring the light in his life into radiance and to meet mighty Kripal within. In this way, love will be awakened in us. The means to do this is to obey our God Kripal's sacred instructions and to meditate lovingly and wholeheartedly. If we will do this, we will truly realize a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year." With all his love, Ajab Singh. And this is Master Kripal's Christmas message of 1956. Dear children of light, Merry Christmas has come around once more. It is a season of great rejoicing, for it commemorates the birth of Jesus Christ. However, if we are to make the occasion complete, it must be a season of meditation also. We must remember the cause for which Jesus was born, and for which he sacrificed his life. and remembering it, we must live by it ourselves, for if we love Him, we must follow His commandments. Let this day be a day of stock-taking. Let us turn within and recognize our weaknesses and try to overcome them. Let us sink down all differences and sit together in all loving devotion for the Master. Let us purge our souls and cleanse our hearts. For unless we are pure, we cannot see the kingdom of God, much less enter into it. If you can love your God with all your heart, with all your strength and with all your soul, and love your neighbors as yourselves, if you can forget your prejudices and differences, your hatreds and petty jealousies, if you can love even your enemies as Jesus did, who died uncomplaining on the cross, then all things shall be added unto you, and you will achieve spiritual peace here and hereafter. The love of the Master for you is boundless. The path is difficult, but He is always with you to guide you. Live by what He says. Turn within. Do daily meditation. And as sure as the sun rises every day, you shall become the seers and the hearers of the Word. My hearty love is always with you, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a bright and happy New Year, full of new aspirations and new resolves, on the way to God and His kingdom. Kripal Singh. In our final reading, we have been reading in Master Kripal's discourse, Nam and Ramayana, in which Master is commenting on the Ramayana of Tulsidas, the great epic poem of India. And the topic of the poem, the Ramayana, all the way through is Tulsidas comparing the nam of attribute and the nam of non-attribute, the different phases, the different faces even of the nam. So continuing with lines from the hymn, the Lord's blessing overflows upon he who repeats the nam. Prahlad became a shining example. And Master says, Prince Prahlad was so devoted to the Lord that he gained a large share of his pleasure, which made Prahlad shine among devotees. Nam's glory is ageless. In every age, man has no memory of its glories, so the Masters must come again and again to re-enliven the old truth. Kabir Sahib tells his own story when he says, I came in all ages. In Satyug, my name was Sukrat. In Treta Yug, my name was Karunamai. When I came in Dvapar Yug, my name was Maninder. And in Kal Yug, my name is Kabir. In all the four ages, he told the people of Nam's greatness. Many are under the impression that this teaching is something new, but in fact, it is the oldest thing there is. Sometimes it appears somewhat different, outwardly, due to the slight variance of presentation or description by each master, but the contact with Nam remains the same, and all other inner aspects remain constant. The world talks about Nam, Nam, but in actual fact is oblivious of it. When the Master comes to revive the understanding, he gives the connection which enlivens the teaching. And from the hymn, Dhruv, being disgusted with his father, repeated God's name and realized the incomparable tranquility. Through the world's injustice, Prince Dhruv left his kingdom in anger and started meditating in the forest. Ultimately, realizing the state of utter tranquility. He turned to God out of hatred for the world, but when he rose above the material level, he entered into tranquil bliss. Again, through the blessing of the Lord's Nam. And again from the hymn, when, through Simran, Hanuman, the son of the wind, realized Nam, he brought Ram into his control. Hanuman was called the son of the wind, and Tulsidas says that by doing Simran, he gained knowledge of Nam, which took him to the stage of having his every wish fulfilled by Lord Rama. These anecdotes are being given to demonstrate how every spiritual aspirant must rely on the Nam power to achieve success. And today, it is not different. If salvation is to be gained, it will be through the Nam. The important thing is to get connected to that which is the background of Nam and form, that which is the sustainer of both. And again from the hymn, Ajamil and the singer, Ganika, got salvation through the Lord's Nam. Even a great sinner like Ajamil and Ganika, the prostitute, were redeemed by Nam. So why should we not also stand the chance of getting salvation if we get connected to Nam? Guru Ram Das explains that if one puts a small spark of fire among a huge pile of logs, they will be consumed to ashes in a very short space of time. So, for a large accumulation of sins, one needs but a small spark of Nam from the true master to incinerate them. He's giving so many examples, all in praise of Nam. And finally, what does he say? And again from the hymn, the final lines of the hymn, to what extent can Nam be praised? Even Ramchanda could not sing its praises. This emphasizes the impossibility of describing Nam's greatness. One can only say that there is a place where it is manifested, and that is the human pole. There is also a very big powerhouse, which supplies, according to the extent of the power, the pole is fit to bear, and from there it is distributed. Nam is a deep subject which cannot be explained in words. It's beyond any language. Tulsidas does not belittle Lord Rama when he says that he could not sing the praises of Nam, because, as all realized souls have discovered, Nam is inexpressible. Whatever power the human pole can receive, so much will be expressed. Guru Nanak went so far as to say that if whatever the rishis, munis, and mahatmas have sung in praise of Nam were doubled, even that would be a poor attempt at describing the greatness of Nam. I'm sorry, I told you that was the last lines from the hymn, and here is the last couplet from the hymn. God's Nam is eternal, but it resides in this Kali Yuga. Those who do its Simran are fortunate. Tulsi became Tulsi Das. The eternal Nam vibrates perpetually everywhere. And in this Kali Yuga, salvation is not possible without its contact. Tulsidas says that through the devotion to Nam, he became Tulsidas instead of just poor Tulsi. That is, he became a respected person addressed by the full name. He was the author of this great epic of Ramayana, from which this hymn has been taken. It is one of the most sacred of Hindu scriptures, and is a complete and comprehensive magnum opus on the moral and righteous living, a work which is highly respected all over the world, And in this sacred scripture, you will find the Nam extolled in no uncertain terms. Do not waste time in small matters, brothers, the different outer phases of religion and religious learning. Progress on from that. Blessed are you that you belong to some religion, and I congratulate you on this. Remain in that religion, follow its tenets, and live up to them. But receive the knowledge of Nam. When Guru Arjan collected the writings of the masters for the compilation of Guru Granth Sahib, what type of yardstick or criterion did he use to select that which was suitable from among the vast amount of writings? He selected that which had been spoken or written by those who had realized the Nam, the true devotees of Nam. You will find therein the words of Kabir the weaver, those of Ravidas the cobbler, Trilochan the Brahmin, Dana the farmer, Saina the barber, and saints born in many other varied castes. Always remember that it is a man who has made the different castes, that it is man who has made the different castes and classes. God didn't send man to earth with a brand on him. God made man, a name which is given to the soul when in the human form. The soul is an entity of God, and as such, its caste is the same as God's. Someone once asked Hazur Baba Sawan Singh Ji, "Maharaj, who are you?" And Hazur replied, "If God is a Hindu, then I am a Hindu. If God is a Sikh, then I am a Sikh. If he's a Christian, then I am also a Christian. The soul's caste is that of God. But according to the outer aspect, I am a Sikh." We must live in some social form, or if we don't, then we must design a new one in which to live, which is a mere waste of time, when the Lord himself has given one birth within the particular religion, appropriate to fulfill the individual's karmas. Live a life of righteousness. Be ethical. And while living such a life, release your soul from the mind and the senses by getting connected to Nam. That particular social body will be praiseworthy in which any man achieves this. When a person approaches a competent master, there's no consideration of religion, for he knows that the person is an embodied soul, and each soul is equal. There's no high or low. There's no question of east or west, north or south. Know that the caste of all men is one. Man is purely an embodied soul, but unfortunately, he has forgotten himself. He does not know that he is not the body, but is the indweller of the body. Actually, he is its controller. All masters have advocated that one should know oneself in truth, and this is the science of Nam. It's the kalma of the Muslim prophets, who say that 14 tabaks, or regions, were made from the kalma. And what is kalma? Is it only a word? Quote, "O God, tell me of that place from whence your word is coming without words." Unquote. This clearly indicates that worldly language has nothing to do with the subject. The 14 tabaks were made from the kalma. And in the Hindu scriptures it says that through the sound 14 stages were made. In Gurbani it states, "Through the Nam, the entire Khand and Brahman were made." And also you find, "Through the sound, the earth and the sky were created." The New Testament says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Guru Nanak states, the entire creation came after the Shabad. O Nanak, the sound vibrates in each being. You can call it sound or Shabda or Kalma or Nam or any other name. It's the untold story, the Shruti, or in the Upanishads, it is called Udgit. The masters have all sung its praises, each in its own way. If the words of the masters are all read with completely open hearts, men will come closer to each other. It is only narrow-mindedness and bigotry that separates us all. This place, here in Sawan Ashram, is a common ground where you are all at present sitting together hearing the words of Ramayana. Here we take all kinds of scriptures, for the teaching of the masters has always been one. It's the science of the soul, just as medicine is a science of the physical body. Stay in whatever religion or sect you are following, but also learn to rise above, to the extent of realizing that the whole world really belongs to but one religion. Judge the true Satguru by this same criterion. Know the Satguru for one who brings everyone together. There's no special place for Muslims only, or Hindus only, or any other particular sect here at Sawan Ashram. The masters do not regard individuals as representatives of certain religions. They simply make them sit down together, for they see the world through the spiritual eye. Their work is geared to one aim, to bring the soul above the senses, connect it to Nam, and ultimately reunite it with the ultimate, nameless, and formless God. For the purpose of this great work, there's no controversy of high and low. There's no recommendation to leave one's religion, no advocacy of making new sects. They do advise the seekers to lead a pure and chaste life within their own castes and customs. And this, above all, for perpetual happiness, get connected to the Nam and keep its regular contact. That concludes that satsang. And we have been listening to a satsang that Sanchi gave in Minneapolis in 1980. This is on a bani of Guru Amar Das. And the talk was given the name, The Plight of the Soul. And I don't know how much is left on the tape, but we will see and start another one if there's more time.
ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਉਤਨੇ ਸ਼ਕਤੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੀ ਬਰਮਾ ਹੈ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਮਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜੋ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਲਦੀ ਹੈ ਰੋਜੀ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸਭ ਦੀ ਅੰਤ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ ਮੌਤ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਿਵ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਚਾਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਕੀ ਡਿਊਟੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਉਪਤ ਖਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੈ ਮੌਤ ਪਦੈ ਸਭ ਕੁਝ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ
ਨਾਓ ਹੀ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਦ ਥਰੀ ਪਾਵਰਸ ਵਿਚ ਆਰ ਰਿਸਪੋਂਸੀਬਲ ਫਾਰ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਨਰਿਸ਼ਿੰਗ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਡਿਸਟਰੋਇੰਗ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਹੋਮ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕਾਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਬ੍ਰਹਮਾ ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂ ਐਂਡ ਮਹੇਸ਼ ਬ੍ਰਹਮਾ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਸ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਪ੍ਰੀਜ਼ਰਵ ਔਰ ਨਰਿਸ਼ਿਸ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ and Mahesh is the one who destroys or destruct the creation. They all are lying in your within. And if you want, you can go and see them. You can see that how they are performing the duties well. and you can see that who has the birth and death in his hands. You can see all this in your within, because all these powers reside in your within.
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਰਚਨਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਮੌਜ ਉੱਠੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇੱਕ ਤੋਂ ਅਨੇਕ ਹੋਵਾਂ ਏਕਾ ਪਸਾਓ ਤਿਸ ਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਲਖ ਦਰਿਆਓ ਸਿਰਫ ਕਹਿਣ ਦੀ ਦੇਰ ਸੀਗੀ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਖੰਡ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡ ਰਚੇ ਗਏ ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਹ ਉਹਦੀ ਮੌਜ ਸੀਗੀ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਆਪਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਾਉਣਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿਚ ਲਿਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਸੇ ਘਰ ਦੀ ਫੇਰ ਸੋਝੀ ਬਿਤਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਇੱਕ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਲਹਿਰ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਬੂੰਦ ਹੈ ਹੁਣ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਲਹਿਰ ਵੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਬੂੰਦ ਵੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਫਰਕ ਵਿਛੋੜੇ ਦਾ ਹੈ
ਆਲ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਵਾਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਲ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਇਟ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਲ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਮੈਨੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਵਨ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਦੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਵਾਂਟਿਡ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਮੈਨੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਵਨ ਹੀ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਦਿਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਜਸਟ ਇਨ ਅ ਮੋਮੈਂਟ He just needed to order, he just needed to have the will, and everything was created. Just in a moment, everything which we are seeing was created. And he himself sent the masters and the saints in this world to send the souls back to the home, those who want it. And masters come in this world, they tell us about our real home from where we were sent in this world, from where we were separated. And they teach us how to go back to our home. They tell us that God is an ocean. The power of God, the Shabad, or the Naam, is the wave of the ocean, and our soul being of same essence as that of God, is the drop of the ocean. The drop, the wave, and ocean, they all have the water, but they are called by the different names because they are separated from each other. When the soul goes, climbs on the Shabad and goes back to Lord, the soul also becomes God.
ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹਰ ਧਰਮ ਦਾ ਆਦਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਧਰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਛਡਾਉਂਦੇ ਗੇ ਉਹ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਧਰਮਾਂ ਚ ਰਹੋ ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੋਲੇ ਬੋਲੋ ਔਰ ਸਿਰਫ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਰੀਤੀ ਰਿਵਾਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਿਖਾਉਂਦੇ ਗੇ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਿਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੋਈ ਰੀਤੀ ਰਿਵਾਜ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹੈ
ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਆਲ ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ ਆਲ ਦ ਫੇਥਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨ ਯੂ ਵਰ ਬੋਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਡੂ ਆਲ ਦ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਸਪੋਜ਼ਡ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨ And they never form any new religion. They never teach us any outer rites and rituals. They always tell us to do our devotion along with doing all the things which we are doing.
Agar reeti rivaj de andar oh parmatma milda hunda sanu pata hai jitne vi dharma de aagu hai sare din raat reeti rivaj karan lage paye hai agar inna dharma aaguan nu parmatma milya hunda ta duniya de vich shanti aa jani chahidi si inna de vi man nu shanti aa jani chahidi si lekin aisa dekhan de vich nahi aunda ga
If God could be achieved by performing the outer rites and rituals, people of all the different sects, those who are involved in doing the rites and rituals and those who are performing the ceremonies, they would have realized Him. Leaders of all the religions are searching for God by performing the outer things, outer rites and rituals, and they are doing it for God. If they would have realized God by doing all the things which they are doing, up until now, the world should have become a place of all peace, but it is not found. There is no peace anywhere in the world. The leaders of all the religions and the leader of all the faith, they also don't have any peace of mind because they have not realized God.
ਕਰ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦਾਖਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਮਦੂਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਇਥੋਂ ਖਰਾਬ ਹੋਣਾ ਪਏਗਾ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੋਣਾ ਪਏਗਾ
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਨਾਮ ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਐਂਟਰ ਦੀ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਸਫਰ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੀ ਹੈਂਡਸ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਏਂਜਲਸ ਆਫ ਡੈਥ
ਨਾਮ ਵਿਸਾਰ ਚੱਲਾ ਅਨਮਾਰਗ ਅੰਤਕਾਲ ਪਛਤਾਈ ਹੈ
ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਅਪ ਦੀ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਵਾਕ ਔਨ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਪਾਥ ਦੇ ਰਿਪੈਂਟ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਐਂਡ
ਜਿਨ ਹਰ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਨਾ ਵਸੇ ਉਹ ਤਨ ਮਾਤ ਕੀ ਜਾਏ ਹਰ ਵਾਂਝਾ
ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੋਂਟ ਹੈਵ ਨਾਮ ਇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਹਾਰਟ ਫਾਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਮਦਰਸ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਬੈਟਰ ਨਾਟ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਬਰਥ ਟੂ ਸਚ ਪੀਪਲ
ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਆਖਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਸੀਹਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਦਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਸੱਚੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਜੋ ਸੱਚਾ ਨਾਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਇਨ ਦੀ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਰੀਅਲ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ ਓਨ ਦ ਰੀਅਲ ਨਾਮ ਗੈਟ ਆਨਰਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਕੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ
ਸੱਚ ਤੋਂ ਮਤਬਲ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਦੇ ਨਾਸ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਦੇ ਫਨਾ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਕੁੱਲ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਰਚਨਾ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਸਭ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ
ਟਰੁੱਥ ਮੀਨਸ ਦ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਪੈਰਿਸ਼ਸ ਵਿਚ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਡਿਸਟਰੋਇਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਟਰੁੱਥ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡਿੰਗ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦਇਨ ਈਚ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਆਲਸੋ
ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਨਾ ਹਿੰਦੀ ਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਨਾ ਗੁਰਮੁਖੀ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਭਾਸ਼ਾ ਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ
ਦ ਨਾਮ ਵਿਚ ਵਾਸ ਟਾਕਡ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਇਸ ਨਾਮ ਇਸ ਨਾਟ ਰਿਟਨ ਇਨ ਐਨੀ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਇਟ ਇਸ ਨਾਟ ਰਿਟਨ ਇਨ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਔਰ ਹਿੰਦੀ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਔਰ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਔਰ ਐਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਬਾਝੋਂ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਬਿਨ ਕੰਨਾਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਬਾਝੋਂ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਬਿਨ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਜੀਭਾ ਬਾਝੋਂ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਇਉਂ ਜੀਵਤ ਮਰਨਾ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੁਕਮ ਪਛਾਣ ਕੇ ਤਿਉਂ ਖਸਮੇ ਮਿਲਣਾ
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਮੇ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਨਾਮ without using our outer eyes we can hear that naam without using our outer sound we can walk on the path of naam without having the feet and we can deal in the naam without using our hands recognizing the will of lord o nanak we have to manifest that naam within us
hazrat bahu kehnda hai jawani kalma har koi aakhe dil da padda koi hu jithe kalma dil da padde utthe jeeba mile na toyi hu hot na farkan jawan na hille khash nawaji soyi hu kalma guru padhaya mainu main sada suhagan hoyi hu
hazrat bahu says that everybody is repeating the kalma or the name of lord with their tongue but rare are the people those who repeat the kalma or the name of lord with the tongue of their thought with their heart and he is the true worshipper of god who worships god without moving his outer lips and without using his tongue my master has taught me how to repeat the name of lord with my heart and when I got the knowledge from my master I am now married with lord
bulle shah muslimana de andar paida hoya 40 saal lahore de andar masjid da qazi reha oda pita vi qazi si ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਅਨੈਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਸ ਦਾ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਹੋਇਆ ਆਪ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਰੋਜ਼ੇ ਵੀ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਸਨ ਨਵਾਜ਼ਾਂ ਵੀ ਪੜ੍ਹਦੇ ਸਨ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਅਨੈਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਉਹ ਤੋਂ ਕਲਮਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਆਪ ਆਪਣੇ ਕਲਾਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਲਿਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਪੱਠ ਨਵਾਜ਼ਾਂ ਤੇ ਚਿੱਕੜ ਰੋਜ਼ੇ ਕਲਮੇ ਦੇ ਸਿਰ ਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਬੁੱਲੇ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਹੁ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਪਾਇਆ ਤੇ ਭੁੱਲੀ ਫਿਰੇ ਲੁਕਾਈ
ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਲਰਨਡ ਸਕਾਲਰ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੀਸਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਮੋਸਕ ਆਫ ਲਾਹੌਰ ਫਾਰ 40 ਇਅਰਸ ਹਿਸ ਫਾਦਰ ਆਲਸੋ ਯੂਜ਼ਡ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੀਸਟ of the mosque of Lahore and he was also a very learned man before meeting his master Inayat Shah he used to perform the rojas the fasting and he used to offer the worship namaz and everything but when he met Inayat Shah and when he got the kalma from him when he realized the truth in his within he writes in his writing that curse on the worship and curse on the fasting and curse on all the outer things because Bulle Shah has realized God from his within, whereas Bulle Shah has realized God from his within. The pity is that the other people are searching for him outside.
We'll close with Sanchi's bhajan, Guru Bina Gyan Nai, on page 99. Without the Master, there is no knowledge. O ignorant one, you are aimlessly wandering here and there. No matter if you do millions of prayers and austerities, none of them will come to your rescue. After bathing in the holy waters, you started performing the austerities. When your end time comes, no one will save you except the Guru. You have understood this false world as true. O careless one, you are badly trapped. You have no support other than the Guru. What can be hidden from the Master, as he is the all-conscious knower of everyone's heart? Honor and worldly praise, property and the beloved family, this fair is the scene of a few days. You will not sit here forever. Catch hold of the perfect Guru so that your coming and going may be finished. Without Master, there is no liberation. All the wise saints have said this. If one does not know the secret of Nam, he has to wander in all the different species. Getting stuck in public shame, you have forgotten the real abode. All the disputes are finished when one finds the refuge of the Master. Coming and going get finished when the arrow pierces through the heart. O Kripal Guru, forgive me. Your ajaib has no stature. Without the Master, there's no knowledge. O ignorant one, you are aimlessly wandering here and there.
Guru bina gyan nahi eve bhuliya phire anjana. Guru bina gyan nahi eve bhuliya phire anjana. Laka japa tapa kara le tere kama kise naione. Jala dare kara kara ke fere laga paye duniata pone. Laka japa tapa kara le tere kama kise naione. Jala dare kara kara ke fere laga paye duniata pone. Sama aya anta jado tenu guru bina kise na churana. Guru bina gyana nahi eve bhuliya phire anjana. Samajiya sachikara ke ehe jagata he kura pasara. Gafala tu bura fasiya tenu guru bina koina sahara. Samajiya sachikara ke ehe jagata he kura pasara. Gafala tu bura fasiya tenu guru bina koina sahara. Guru koloki chupia antarajami gata gata jana guru vina jnana nahi eve bulia firde anajana Manavadiya jagadijaradata kutamba piyara Beta nahi rehana sada melahe koidinadanajara Manavadiya jagadijaradata kutamba piyara Beta nahi rehana sada melahe koidinadanajara Pala fara pure guru da tera muka jaye onasara. Guru bina jnana nahi eve bulia fire anajana. Guru bina mukta nahi sabha kende santa siyane juna vicha fira na pave jekaranama da bedana jane Guru bina mukta nahi sabha kende santa siyane juna vicha fira na pave jekaranama da bedana jane Loka laja vicha fasa ke tu buleya asala tikana. Guru bina jnana nahi eve buliya fire anajana. Mukha jana sabha jagare jada sharana guru di labha jaye anajana ta mukha da jada tira kaleje vichu vaja jaye Mukha jana sabha jagare jada sharana guru di labha jaye anajana ta mukha da jada tira kaleje vichu vaja jaye Kirapala Guru Pakashilavo Tera Agya Ajaibanimana Guru Bina Jnana Nahi Eve Buliya Fire Anajana
Without the Master, there is no knowledge. O ignorant one, you are aimlessly wandering here and there. May God bless us all.